Hello, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and I am live from the Suncoast Jazz Festival at beautiful Sheraton Sand Key in Clearwater. There are still tickets available. It's an amazing weekend. It's gorgeous outside, and inside, the people are gorgeous. With me is one of the most gorgeous people I know, is Alvinette Downing. She is known to you as Sounds of Healing podcast host, but she is representing the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz, and she is the president, and she's here to tell us about the big award she got last night.
Good afternoon, Radio St. Pete. It is so much fun being here, so please go out and get your tickets, because this weekend is amazing. So last night, we got awarded, the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association got awarded the Sunny Award. All right, so the Sunny Award is a memorial of Sonny La Rosa, who used to have the world's youngest jazz band. I mean, we're talking kids from 5 years old to 12, and he did an amazing job teaching these kids how to play jazz. So the award is always given to groups or individuals that have made amazing impact on educating youth about jazz, and we are so honored to have that.
So there were three presidents here on the stage, Gene Pierce,
Vincent Sims, and me, Alvinette Downing, the most recent and present jazz president.
And our friend Betty was here. Tell us a little bit about Betty. She has been such an integral part of the Al Downing organization.
Absolutely. Betty is one of our past presidents and is our emeritus board member, so she will stay on. And we just love her. She has done an amazing job all through the years to make sure that my dad's legacy continues.
Well, there is a beautiful table here, so if you come here and you have tickets, stop by and see Alvinette. And before we go back to Alvinette, I want to bring you the Al Downing Jazz All-Stars are here this weekend. And with me is Trace Sakur. He is the educationer co-chair. Welcome, Trace.
Hey, thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your musical journal. You're a local boy from Seminole High.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, born and raised in Seminole. Started playing nearly 15 years ago, which is crazy to say. It doesn't feel like that. And always wanted to be a jazz musician, always wanted to improvise, took lessons in the area, and then headed up to Boston for Berklee College of Music, and now I'm back here.
It's just incredible. The Al Downing All-Stars will be playing late night, every night, but then I'm telling you, if you don't come down here for tomorrow's concert, they're playing from 11:15 to 12:15. Tell us a little bit about the Al Downing All-Stars.
The All-Stars have started with my dad, Al Downing, and he started that group, oh, I don't know how many years ago, probably 50 at least. Not all of the members that are original there are still with us, but the group has still continued to grow and produce wonderful live jazz always.
Well, there's another thing going on before I go back to Trace. Alvinette, tell us about the Youth Jazz Jam that goes on once a month.
Once a month, the last Saturday of every month, from 1 to 3 at Pinellas Community Church, we have a youth jazz jam. It is open to middle and high school students, even younger if they can play, and just sit in and listen. And it is a true jam session. They come in and they can just sit in and play. And they don't have to play. They can be beginners or advanced, because if you can play one note, the note C, if I recall, they are set.
That is wonderful. And then, of course, check our Let's Go guide for the next performance at Studio at 620. Trace, tell us a little bit about the importance of education and what you believe music and education, how it changes young people's lives.
Well, without education, there is nothing, of course, and that applies to more than just music. But in jazz, mentorship is a key ingredient, a key component. I wouldn't be here without my musical mentors, some of whom are also part of the Al Downing board, such as Dwayne White, who I met even a year into playing. There's a picture of me. I had a baritone sax. The sax is bigger than me almost, but I'm with Dwayne and so many others who I was actually catching up with walking around the festival grounds and whatnot. And, yeah, without education, there is nothing. So it is the most important thing, singularly, to uphold and to fuel.
So we're going to hear some great songs from the Al Downing Jazz All-Stars this week. And tell us a couple of your favorites that you're going to be pruning to.
Oh, I'm looking forward to playing My Foolish Heart, modeled after the Gene Ammons rendition. That's on the bill, and I'm always very excited to play that with the All-Stars. Yeah, it's great. I think Ernie used to play it with your dad.
Ernie Calhoun was one of the original Al Downing Jazz All-Stars. He's not with us anymore, but he was a sax player that was amazing. But let me bring, I gotta do a little bragging. Trace was one of our scholarship recipients for the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association. We give scholarships, and we want to let people know, little kids know, high school seniors that are interested in jazz or playing jazz and continue with jazz in their future college education, we will please apply. Go on aldowningjazz.com and apply for that application. We've given over $80,000 worth of scholarships through the years.
Well, for Suncoast Jazz Festival and the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association, I want to thank Trace and Alvinette for being here. Congratulations on the award. Folks, come down to the Suncoast Jazz Festival. It's happening now. And listen in to Radio St. Pete tonight and then next Sunday and hear all the fun. But if you don't come and really get in the mingle, there's jazz musicians wandering around, hugging each other. It's like you're not dealing with just the stage. You are part of the musical experience. That's all for now. See you later.